Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
For joining me here this morning. Welcome to the Female Solution, Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks, on Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is Monday, the first Monday of the month of November. We made it, y'all. Somebody didn't make it. Millions didn't make it, but we are one of the ones who did. And let me tell you, baby, last week I almost not made it, okay? Oh, Lord have mercy. I've been in the bed for a whole week. Tell me spirit won't sit you down when there's things you need to be doing, but you're too busy doing other things. Baby, bye. As my nieces and nephews would say, baby, bye. It has been a trying week. I want to thank my sisters of the microphone, our beautiful executive producer, Naima Latif, who is always on the spot, who has sent me a note this morning. Grand rising, beautiful queen teacher, you're looking fabulous. Thank you. I love the use of the video in the beginning. Yes, we got to play the video so they know. that we are on 7 days a week. So thank you so much, you and Viata, for covering for me. I had to take a personal health day. You talk about, you know, Mama said there would be days like this, but we didn't really hear Mama. We just heard there'd be days like this. But baby, when you are laying flat on your back and you can't do anything but look up and pray, that's all you can do. You can't move, you can't eat, you can't do nothing. You get a real appreciation for life and what life is really all about. You hear things that you don't ordinarily hear because your mind is open, your heart is open, because you're in so much pain, there's nothing you can do. Pain is a great reminder. Eckhart Tolle talks about pain body. If you haven't gotten that book, please get it. Do yourself a favor. You'll be glad you did, I promise. Had I not read that book, I would have been in a whole lot more pain than I was in, but I know a few things about pain and the lessons they come to teach us and the imbalances in our body. And wow, I hadn't eaten in like 4 days. It felt good to be empty, you know? Because we don't fast enough. I'm just speaking for myself. I'm just saying. Okay. Anyway, I digress. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if today is your birthday, if you're celebrating your special nuptial day. Well, just know the Female Solution is celebrating it with you. And I'm always asking for your prayers and your high energy thoughts of compassion for those who are sick and shut in and don't have anybody to come and check on them. There's a lot of people like that. I'm very grateful I have people in my life, mostly my husband, Tony. So thank you, Tony, for putting up with me for 7 old days. I feel like Tony Braxton. And it wasn't that kind of issue. It was I couldn't move, and I needed somebody to be my hands. I ain't turned on a computer not one day. I'm so backed up, and I could care less. My priority was my health, you know. You know, people say, why you didn't eat? Anyway, today's in the news. Materialism is a trap, and how do we free ourselves? Mm-hmm. That was a show on last night's Soul Purpose Healing with Viata, 7 until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, so be sure and go back and check it out. And I was just sitting there thinking, I was like, oh, this stuff in my closet, I don't use this stuff. And, you know, I've been on this mission to give away something every day, so now I'm going to double up on it. I'm going to give away 2 things every day, maybe 3 things. And you need to join in me with that. This is America. We buy storage for stuff we don't even use. I know I'm not alone, so don't pretend I am. Okay. Anyway, did I say good morning to Mama AZ and Minister Cynthia Williams? These are 2 of our sisters of the microphone who are... what's the word for it? Can't get out the house. They have to depend on someone to help assist them in their daily activities. So our prayers are with you, Mama AZ and Minister Cynthia Marie Williams. Just know that you're always in our prayers, and we're always praying for you and lifting you up. Healing energy is what we need. Grand rising. Today's guest is Lionel Abdul-Haq, and the topic today is what does Michael Jackson, Michael Landon, and George Clooney have in common, besides they're all handsome? Well, community cultivation founder Lionel Abdul-Haq says that they're all messengers, and they have messages for us. And the question is, have we seen them? Have we heard them? Are we still listening to them? Well, we're going to find out. So he'll be joining us at the 7:30 hour. If you want to call in, you can do so at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you're joining us on social media, we're on Twitter. I'm Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. And on Facebook, we're facebook.com. HLNTV1. You see that logo right there? You'll know you're at the right place. HLNTV1. Oh, and don't forget about my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.com. WordPress.com, because that's where all the updates are. Everything that's going on the Female Solution, on the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, 24/7 on the World Wide Web, on higherlearningnetwork.org. So you can always see what's going on. And one of the things that's always going on is the Global Teen Talent Contest, Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And this month, it will be the end of the month, on November 26th. And it is from 12 noon until 1 p.m. So mark your calendars. It's always the fourth Saturday, which is November 26th. So be sure and check that out on our channel, youtube.com, Higher Learning TV Show. Okay? If you are headed out and about this morning, it is Monday traffic, so expect the unexpected. Clear and frosty tonight for your weather. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com. If you're traveling now, it's a good time to use barter dollars as opposed to your cash or your credit card. You can travel to the Caribbean, Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Vegas, anywhere in the continental USA and some foreign countries. But you've got to use the promo code ZELDA, Z-E-L-D-A. That's from Richard McGee. Remember Dusty Radio 1390? Yeah. And always giving thanks for the ancestors, because without them here, where would I be? And Jackie Hasselrig from WGCI, the lady who hired me. Kudos to the ancestors and the ancestors who came before then and those who came before them to make our way possible so that we can do what we do and share this information with you. If you're looking, traveling on public transportation, there are no delays on CTA and Metra, but American Airlines has 36 flight cancellations. And they're going to cut more even during the holidays, so kind of expect delays. Just, you know, take a good book with you and just be grateful. Because somebody somewhere can't do nothing. And here you are sitting at the airport with a book complaining. Just read the book, okay? As we take a look at the Kennedy inbound, it is a hot mess. At Harlem, it's slow, as usual, 35 in, 21 out. On the Edens, it's 27 in, 20 out. On the Eisenhower, expect delays at First Avenue. It's 41 minutes in, 22 out. On the Stevenson, 16 in, 14 out. And on the Dan Ryan from 95th, it's 18 minutes in and 15 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, it's 13 inbound, 12 on the reverse. And DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it's 9 minutes in and 8 minutes out. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itext.com. Be sure and check out if you are one of the people who have been sitting on your tush and eating a little too much. You might have be in the process of developing diabetes, so you don't want to do that. You might want to go to diabeticdonut.com and download that free PDF so that you can get the drink that I drink every morning. It does not taste good, but remember, we are not drinking for taste. We are drinking for health. It is time for your Monday Morning Inspiration, taken from Inspirational Conversations, Volume 1, I believe this is. Yes. It says, congratulations, you made it to a new month. Your chance to do the thing that makes you tick. You got a chance. You woke up. Don't be bedridden like me for a week because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. Travel to the motherland. Today, for the cost of a local call, women are doing it everywhere. Africa to Afghanistan to Asia. I met such a woman when I spoke at the 1999 National Secretaries Convention in Johannesburg, South Africa. I met a lady named Sharon who shares her life from the viewpoint of her camera and pen. I was simply overjoyed to see a woman as an official photographer of the event, because many times these assignments are not given to women. As a freelance photojournalist of 5 years, I can attest to that. I speak from experience. And it's this kind of experience that makes you think, am I doing the right thing? Well, if you get quiet, you'll hear the answers. But you got to be still long enough to hear them. Inspirational Conversations with Shalom of Israel, available at ZeldaSpeaks.com. And it comes with a big hug and a kiss and a squeeze. And it's signature. I can't even think of what it is. And it's tax deductible. All proceeds benefit the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And I urge you to invite your family of teens in. You know you got some kids in your family who are just off the chain. And it's time that we support them and let them know that we appreciate them by inviting them, giving them this information that they can send a one-minute video to our email, which is hlntvshow@gmail.com, and send a one-minute video clip via YouTube so that they can show their, they can sing, dance, direct, tap, whatever, whatever their gift is. We want them to participate, to send that information in to hlntvshow@gmail.com. That's hlntvshow@gmail.com. Special shout out to Dr. Jason Lee Smith, calling Dr. J, Wicker Park Chiropractic and 606 Health. He is the reason why I could walk today. I could sit up because yesterday was my first time sitting up for an hour. I was like, oh, Naima. That's why you see me doing this, because it's easier if I sit on the side, because I still have some issues, but I'm working on them. But I know I need to keep moving, so that's why you see me doing the Highland Miro. Anyway, thank you so very much, Dr. Jason Lee Smith, Wicker Park Chiropractor, for going in, adjusting that spine. I didn't believe in that when I was young, but when you get a little older, things start hurting and rocking, and you find alternatives so you don't want to be doped up on pills. Anyway, I did a whole lot of meditation, and I'm going to share a lot of that with you today. Well, not a lot, but a little bit. But anyway, so close your eyes, get comfortable, and just be grateful for the body that you're in. If it's aching, if it's old, if you think it's ugly, it doesn't matter. If your legs wrinkle, if you're whatever, just give thanks, because that's how you get more of what you already have, just by giving thanks. Look at the mirror, find your mirror, pull up your cell phone, look at it. I give thanks for this body. I don't care how it's aching. I don't know how it feels. I don't care how it looks. I give thanks for it, because I still have an opportunity to do something positive for it, and that's what I'm going to do today. So we're going to start by breathing in through the nose. Hold it. And exhale. Excuse me for a moment. Inhale deeply and exhale. We're going to inhale to the count of five. Hold it. And exhale. Excuse me, but I had to get it out. What goes in must come out. And we're going to do that with our eyes closed. So you should not be looking at me. You should be looking at the inside of your eyelids, not me. Okay? Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, did that feel good? Yeah, because you feel it calming. When you take that deep breath, you feel the whole effect of that breath in your shoulders. Everybody ain't ready for this. But some people like being stressed, and we're going to let y'all stay stressed. But for those who want to release the stress, let's do it together. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Oh, that feels so good. Let's do it once more. Inhale deeply. And exhale. As we breathe in the power of the breath, we give thanks that we are still here to breathe. As we breathe in, open those arms, pull them high above your head, and stretch, and stretch. Oh, yes. Stretch, 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 stretch. As we inhale deeply. And exhale. We give thanks as we continue to breathe in and breathe out. We don't have to breathe together as long as we do breathe in. As we inhale deeply, sending the power of the breath through the top of the head. And as we exhale, bringing that power of the breath down through the face and the forehead and the chin and the shoulders, which is where we hold all our tension as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, relax those shoulders and stretch those arms and wiggle those fingers and move that body. Get it moving as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down through the chest, the solar plexus, and the sides, and the back. Oh, yes, you know, I've been rubbing that back, giving it love, light, and energy, and I'll tell you about a cream I used to help me. Thank you, Lionel. We'll talk about it soon. Inhale deeply. As we exhale, sending more love and light and healing energy down through the hips and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees that keep us mobile, and the legs and the ankles and the arches as we breathe in. Giving thanks for the ankles and the toes as we wiggle those toes and sending that energy of love and light back up through the toes as we breathe in. More love and light and energy coming up back up through the ankles and the legs and the knees as we rub on those lovely knees and those lovely thighs. And those hips, no matter what size they are, and the buttocks and the back as we give thanks as we breathe in. We give thanks for this healing machine that we have as we breathe in and as we breathe out. As we give thanks, we inhale strength and joy and exhale pain and the past. Once more, inhale. Strength and joy, and we exhale pain and the past. Once more, as we inhale deeply, strength and joy, and as we exhale, pain and the past. And this is exactly what I did all weekend long so that I could be here with you today to share it with you, to let you know that you're not alone. We're all in pain of some sort. If it's not mental, physical, emotional, we are all in some type of chaos, confusion, or trauma. That's why we breathe in strength. Hold it. And we breathe out pain in the past. As we breathe in once more, bringing on the breath up back to the chest and the arms and the wrists. As we wiggle those fingers and move that body, rotate those shoulders backwards and forwards. Oh, and that feels good as we move, as we breathe in. Strength and endurance, and as we breathe out, pain in the past. We let go. And we let the Creator guide us through all the challenges that we have in life. We simply breathe in strength and endurance. And we breathe out pain and the past. And we use two of the most powerful words on the planet. I am. I am whatever you want to be. I, myself, am joyful. I am grateful. Say it out loud, because words have wings. I am pain-free. The little nudge in my back is just a reminder to keep moving, because you've got more work to do. As I breathe in, I breathe in strength and endurance. And as I breathe out, pain and release. All that is not of my highest being with the Creator. As I give thanks. As I breathe in, sending more love and light and energy back up to the through the neck, the back of the neck. These two fingers and the thumb, squeeze that vagus nerve as you send love and light and energy to the rest of your body, releasing that stress, that tension. Rub the back of the neck. Rub the back of those shoulders. Release that stress. Why are you sitting there watching me? You should be rubbing your shoulders. Release some of that stress, honey. Inhale deeply. Yes, and exhale. Release all of that tension. Yeah, you have a choice. You don't have to wait to go to a chiropractor like I did. You can do it right here at home as we breathe in. And as we breathe out. Inhale deeply once more. And exhale. And as we take this long, last deep inhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath. We brought the breath back up from the feet, back to the top of the head, light where our aura is, and we give thanks as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, tilt that head forward, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. Now you're moving too fast. And slowly get that head around to the back. And slowly around to the right, and back around to the front. Get up, inhale deeply. And exhale, bring your chin back down to your chest. Slowly rotate the head to the right, sitting straight. So you feel a little crook in your neck. Back up, get up to the left. Feel that stretch as you go around. Oh, feel that up, your head so good. Relax those shoulders. Once more, inhale deeply. Turning your head to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling that stress in the right of the neck. Ah, it feels good, doesn't it? And slowly bringing the head back around. And exhale. Inhale deeply. And looking to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Yeah, that feels good, too. And bringing that head back around. Inhale deeply. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is something that you can try on your very own during the course of the day when you are stressed out, folks, getting on your last nerve, texting every 5 minutes. Maybe I turned my phone off for 4 days. I didn't want to hear it. Nothing but what the sweet spirit had to say to me or what I need to be doing with this organization. So that's what I ask you to do, is when you are challenged, to know that that challenge came to teach you something. Don't be mad at it. Don't be pissed off. Man, I've got things to do. You know, you got to sit down and listen to what the spirit got to tell you to do, because the I am is always watching. That's why we always say those I ams out loud. I am. I am happy. I am healthy. Say it with me. I am whole and complete. Say it out loud. No matter who's listening. It might catch on. We need a virus like this to catch on. I am happy. Yes, I am. I am healthy. Yes, I am. I am whole and complete, just like I am. Say that. Look at you. Looking all good and bang way on the other side of this screen. Yes, I can see it, honey. You're just glowing. Because you have just triggered the receptors in your brain, the happiness gene. So your body is just happy. It's just glowing. I can see it looking good. So just keep breathing, child. Okay, what them folks say. Just, that's what you say when folks look at you all up in your Kool-Aid and don't know the flavor. You simply inhale deeply. And this time, as you inhale through your mouth, you blow it out through your nose. And hopefully you got some stank. Like me, you didn't brush your teeth for a couple of days. And you blow it on. I promise you, just that back. And just remember, the I am. You have the power. I had so much power in my hands because I was in so much pain. Remember Jody talks about on self-care, about all the oils. I was using lavender, frankincense, helichrysum, and peppermint. Put it in the palm of your hand when you're in the medical. Inhale, it reaches the brains in 20 seconds, and it does miraculous things for the body. I'm a testament. I'm here to tell you those oils help. And then I put some in my hand and rub it on the bottom of my feet. You massage the big toe because that's where the connection is from the brain to the... I know, right? It's don't do that. Trust me. I'm here today, Anna. I wouldn't be here. So massage, because all the nerve endings are in the bottom of the feet. So get that oil in there. Get that... That's why I love foot massages and just all kinds of massages. Anyway, I digress. Anyway, just know that you've triggered the happiness gene this morning. So you're wondering why you walk around feeling all good, because you just triggered the happiness gene. Rest and digest. Know that these short breaths that you're taking during the course of the day, they feed your system trauma. Long, deep breaths rest the system. It relaxes the system. So that's why it's important that you breathe in and that you breathe out. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is something that you can do on your very own every single day that you feel you are stressed. And please, please share this with somebody. You know why? Because when you share this, the other people who are stressed out, they won't be stressed out anymore. And that way, you too can remain stress-free if you decide to do something different. Okay? All right. I rest in the word that you will take what you have learned today and share it. And please go to my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, and check it out. And subscribe. Hit the little notification button so that you can know when we are going live. That way you can join. Right now we've got, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, while I'm doing that, you can text somebody and let them know.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Behind me, oh my goodness, it is all over the place. It's just beaming. I love the sun. She goes, that's one of the things that I had to do too. I couldn't get outside and sit in the sun because I couldn't get on the ground. I could barely stand, let alone walk or get bent down. So fortunately, the sun was coming through my window, my bedroom window, and I just turned my back to the window and just let it bake. And I know that's one of the reasons why I am here today. And I am very grateful that I'm here, and I'm very grateful that you are here too. But I am even more grateful that my guest is here this morning, and that would be Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. As we go to the phone, this is it, part two, Michael Jackson. What does Michael Jackson, Michael Landon, and George Clooney all have in common? They, my friends, are messengers. And that is the word of the founder of the of Community Cultivations with Lionel Abdul-Haq. And as I go to the phone line, we are joined by him now. And you can join the conversation a little later, but I'll give it to you now. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. But right now, I am bringing up the man of the hour who is responsible, who has helped in the recovery of my challenge over the weekend, and that is a back sprain. That's what I had, a back sprain. I don't have it anymore. Thank you, Lionel. Let's welcome you. Welcome, Lionel, up to your house.
Grand Rising, peace be upon you. Hello to you and everyone. And I'm glad to hear that you're feeling better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell you, I wish you could see this big old smile on my face. I'm still rocking a little bit because I still got to. But I'm good. I feel good.
That's great. The brother who gave me that material that I sent to you is receiving. Accolades and of praise and prayers of thanks from people who have real serious problems, pain problems.
Mm-hmm.
And what I had was minor compared to yours and some of the other people who once I tried it and it worked, I told the brother I wanted to help him to distribute it because I know there's a lot of people out here who could benefit.
You better know
and
it.
So that's what I've been doing, and I am very pleased. When I heard about your situation, I immediately wanted to get some of this stuff to you.
Yes,
and
sir.
And I'm glad to hear that it helped you.
I cannot tell you. Yes, I can tell you. It has helped me tremendously, and I want to say that it smelled a lot like the cream that my sister makes because she's an organic person, but she's out of the country. Come on, I'll be back, sis. You'll be just fine. I was like, yeah, I'll be dead by the time you get back because I need it now. I don't know when you're coming back, and with the airlines, you may not get back. So I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but that ain't stopping nothing. I'll be out there in the morning to get some. How about that? Yes, sir.
All right.
I will be there bright and early. Well, I don't know about the bright and early, but I will definitely be there before noon. How about that?
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for looking out for a sister.
Oh, I told you, you've been a good friend of mine for more than 20 years. And every time that we've come in contact or we reacquainted ourselves, it's been an opportunity for that you have allowed me or given me an opportunity to share this vital information that Community Cultivation has been involved with, trying to share with people to really deal with our real pain.
Mm-hmm.
Our real pain is our mental and spiritual pain that we are suffering tremendously under the influence of satanic forces, demonic people who have given themselves over to a objective and a goal of exploiting this planet and all the people on it. And because the human being, according to my understanding and my studies of scripture, faith, movements throughout the history of the world, we are here, the human being is the caretaker of this planet. And that those who are committed to its exploitation have to dispose of us, have to dispose of our humanity in order to do that.
Wow.
And that's what they have been doing. They have been undermining humanity with a willful and deliberate ideal of making us want to reject who we are. And so the idea of being born in sin, that is fundamentally a part of the most pervasive religious orientation in the modern world, especially the Western world, that tells us that you are born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and that you can't help but sin, that sin is part of who you are. Once we have accepted that identity of what it is to be human, we are on the wrong path. We are out to reject our humanity in order to become something else. And our humanity is in truth our God consciousness, our God kinship. It is how we identify as children of the Most High. But as children, we have to grow up. We have to evolve. We have to learn. We have to learn how to walk, talk, everything. Use this body, use our hands, command our faculties. And you go from childhood to adulthood when you have gained that kind of power and authority. And one of the keys that scripture tells us about that process is that we will fall, we will stumble, we will make mistakes, we will do things that defy our humanity. But the humanity, as long as we keep focus on what that humanity is and how important it is to us, we will cherish it, we will preserve it, we will cultivate it to higher and higher levels. And we will always get through whatever problems we have, because not only do we have our humanity, which is our kinship to our Creator, we have the benefit of angels who work in accordance with the will of Allah, the will of the Creator, to help us evolve, to help us to get to where we want to go, which is maturity in the 21st century. And so we think the angels, Michael, who throughout scripture, not just the Christian scripture, but the Islamic and the Judaic Christian scriptures as well, is a major angel who brings us vital messages at very important times in our life, in the life of the human family. And Michael Landon, the late actor who began, I believe, his career with the Bonanza series that is still in reruns today, is a figure who moved me back in the 80s to do a review of his work called A Highway to Heaven.
Yes.
In which he played an angel who was assigned to guide human beings, individuals, to a better state of mind. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the hallmark, and I think that word hallmark is very appropriate because of the association with the cards company, Hallmark Card Company, who are known for some of the most beautiful and touching expressions of holiday and human concerns Michael Landon is one of those. And getting to Michael Clayton, Michael Clayton is a character portrayed by George Clooney, also in the 80s. And this character, this story, I don't even remember how I came to go see it. I wasn't a big fan of George Clooney at the time. Mm-hmm. But somehow or another, I ended up in the movie theater looking at this movie. And I think what drew me to it was the name Michael Clayton, because the word clay the idea of clay is what the human being was supposedly formed from, that the spirit went into the clay and the clay became the human soul, the human being. And this is exactly kind of a story that this is. I don't know how many people have seen this story. I don't think it was that popular. I don't even know if it was distributed in all the theaters like the Avenger action hero stories are. But this is a very powerful story that moved me tremendously. And it is one of the most important things about it is the fact that if you're not paying attention, you can miss the most significant part of the story. And that is the part that connects the character Michael Clayton and another character with a lawsuit that was being filed and against the people who had been whose lives had been disrupted because of corporate negligence, that they had polluted the water and the air and had messed up the people's lives to the point where they were suing and were trying to get remedy. And this was this major law firm that this character Michael Clayton worked for were defending the corporation. Mm-hmm. And the story that unfolded was nothing short of a miracle. In fact, part of the story, though, in fact, the story opens with a statement by this individual who says that he had experienced a vision in the middle of the street while he was crossing the street, where he was suddenly seized by a sensation that he was covered with some kind of filth, and that he thought he had come out of the law firm that he was in, the building. When he looked back, it appeared that he had been extricated. The way we exterminated waste from our body, that he was the excrement that was coming out of this monstrous being, which was symbolic of his law firm, and that his job was to destroy the miracle of humanity, that this thing that had excreted him out had done so for the purpose of making him a detriment to the human family. Mm. And that he had realized this, but waited before he responded, and his response was to go against the law firm that he was working for and give the people in the town information that would win the case for them. And I thought that was a tremendous idea, the way it was put together. It was no whole lot of violence, no lot of sex, none of that. It was just a straight story that explained these events. And like Michael Landon, the story of Michael Clayton was a story of angelic intervention in human affairs that kept us from a disastrous and devastating conclusion.
And you don't see that often.
I believe it's happening right. It's happening right now. We are in the same kind of apparel in the world situation right now. We are really, really on the brink of some serious, serious decline. And unless we listen to our better angels, unless we respond to our humanity, the best inclinations of our human nature, we could very well be in a whole lot of mess in the next couple of years.
Mm.
And it is my prayer, and it's the work that I do with Community Cultivations every day, that seeks to restore, revive, energize, and motivate that human consciousness.
Well, I am certainly glad to be able to provide you with an additional platform to help get this message across, because many of us are lost. We just don't have a clue. And the fact that you bring up this kind of awareness, it's really an honor to be a part of Community Cultivation. So thank you for the work that you do. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, a brother that I have been knowing, let me make that correction, of Lionel, 29 years, 1990, I just did the math on my computer, 1992, I think. 91, 92, somewhere around there. Yeah, so it's been almost 30 years. You can add another decade to that. But anyway, all the time that I've known, and that's how I met Lionel. He was doing movie reviews, and I was like, wow, okay, I never looked at it like that. You know, we just go get the popcorn and the pop, sit there and be all amused, but we don't look for the underlying messages. And it's those messages that can send us in one direction or the other. And that's the topic today. The messengers, Michael Jackson, Michael Landon, George Clooney, and what was the guy's name in the movie? It was the older guy.
Michael Clayton.
Oh, man.
And another one that he did also that had a powerful message Gravity. I think more people saw Gravity than they did that the other one, Michael Clayton. But Gravity also was a George Clooney movie that carried a very, very, very powerful message about the same ideal. They asked all the time, are we alone in the universe? How can you ask if you're alone in the universe when you're here? And
okay.
You hear because by no act of your own. You didn't create the process that brought you here. You didn't create the process that maintains your being here. This marvelous body and the way it works and the various endocrine systems and the process of transforming oxygen into our bodies and transforming that into carbon, and how that works with the plants, and it, you know, the dichotomy, the genius, the miraculous wisdom that have gone into the creation. How can you possibly ask if you alone when you didn't create this? You know, and are just barely learning how to utilize it. We're just now starting to walk, literally, in terms of where we are today. But we were almost on the brink of being fulfilled when the human society went into decline, and it is really clearly outlined in scripture that the fall of man, the fall of Adam, is the result of his being deceived, misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. And the awakening that the character in the Michael Clayton movie had, the vision that made him see where he was and how he got there and what he must do next is revelation. It's revelation, and it's very important that we see and appreciate and be attuned and open to receiving guidance. That you have to be open to guidance. You have to seek guidance. You're not going to get it. I mean, God is not going to force you to do nothing, but you have to want guidance. You have to sincerely want to be guided. And the testimony of your sincerity is your actions to please God, to show God that you are interested in being a servant, not a master.
Okay. And it makes all the difference in the world. 7:57.
Absolutely.
7:57, 3 minutes before our next break, and Naima Latif will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Because for those who are online, you can see me. You can see I've been rocking back and forth. I have. Yesterday was our first meeting. I digress, but I have to. I sat up for an hour, and that's when the pain started again. So Naima is going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And I'm going to walk, you know, take a little walk around here. I need to move, and I get that. So do not be discouraged. You can join the conversation. And Dinah Washington, I don't remember her name. It's the niece of Dinah Washington. You all remember Dinah Washington? On the west side, okay? Around, what, Colin Coffin somewhere? Y'all remember Dinah Washington, the late blues singer? Now, that's a movie you need to do a review on, Lionel. Dinah Washington was the bomb.com. A lot of people, you know, don't know that how Nicki Minaj and, well, I know that's a poor comparison, but the superstars of today are on the backs of people like Dinah Washington and Ella Fitzgerald and people like that. But anyway, her niece, I can't remember her name. She just said we're listening at work. So thank you so very much for listening this morning. We greatly appreciate it. If you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation. That's what we're talking about, the messages and the hidden messages, Lionel. I think about all the television that we see, and every now and then one of the promos or commercials for children, they are wicked. And it's like, how is this being done? How is this being allowed in this day and time? When yesterday, that's how it's being allowed. It's being promoted, the wizardry and the wickedness of Halloween, and it's celebrated. So that's how it's done. But you don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it will continue to be done. You want to comment on that before we go to break?
No, you can go ahead.
Okay. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back, so stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Solution and on Facebook.com, HLN TV Show. Of course, my page, Zelda Speaks. We welcome to the podium, who is joining us now, our executive producer, Naima Latif. Our monthly contributor, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, which I've been doing almost 30 years. Can you believe that? Oh, my God, that's a long time. So thank you for joining us back here, Lionel Abdul-Haq. We appreciate you. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
As we continue this conversation, we're talking about the messengers this morning, Naima, and how they all bring us messages that we have to be ready for. The messenger will come, but if you are not a student and you're not ready for the message, it'll just go zroop right over your head. Right, Lionel?
Yeah, it's designed to, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we look at this as just entertainment. When in reality, the images and the words, the messages that are being conveyed actually shape our sense of what life is all about. And the wizards and magicians who are really having an agenda, the agenda that I spoke of earlier of satanic involvement, they are actually willfully and deliberately involved with organizations, secret societies that have a satanic agenda. They have an agenda to exploit humanity, and the best way to exploit humanity is to kill our humanity, to destroy our sense of humble service, a sense of wanting to be of service, wanting to be of benefit. The idea of humanity is to care about others, and to care about more, and to be willing to care so much that you're willing to sacrifice yourself for the benefit of others. The idea that Jesus gave his life to save the world is a small contribution when you consider the fact that people will jump out in front of a car to snatch a child out of harm's way. One child. So this is the reality of who we are, of what it is to be human, and the more we understand and cultivate that, the more we practice the acts of worship that were demonstrated and are incorporated into the lifestyle of people who say they believe, the more we do that, the better we will be able to understand and to grow as a human society and fulfill the work that we have to cultivate this planet and perhaps even other parts of the universe as we grow.
To enlighten us and to inspire a different thought receivers of that information from the unseen so that they can, through a medium that's not going to be blocked, entertainment, so they can actually bring the message that will inspire our thoughts. But it's almost like a covert operation that has to happen. You have to tell people the truth in a way that they can accept without challenge because it's presented as entertainment. So do you think that certain entertainers, maybe they're more in tune psychically, spiritually, or whatever, the reason why messages come through them and their work?
Oh, you reap what you sow, and you have to make a conscious effort to do what you do. And, you know, the story of Michael Clayton is different, and the stories of Michael Landon's Highway to Heaven were so out of the ordinary of what the programming of mass media usually is, that it stood out. I mean, Highway to Heaven was the first of a series of programs that came on that followed it, dealing with angelic intervention in the lives of human beings. I think there was another one called Touched by an Angel that featured Della Reese.
Yeah,
that is also still on the air. And so these are out of the ordinary. This is not something that is consistent with the programming of mass media. These are willfully designed to focus our attention in a divine sense on a sense of mission that carries over into the next life. And I think that is essential. And as I've said on a number of occasions, that the loss of the idea that this is not all there is. If you lose sight on the fact that what you do here on this planet, on this plane, is going to affect what happens to you on the next one. When you leave this plane, that is essential to shaping and influencing your behavior. And so most of these programs do not have anything on it that try to focus on the next life or that get you to do anything other than try to have to enjoy this life in the sense of having fun. And that's another big part of the problem, which I have tried to share on this platform, that this fun thing is part of the idea of not taking seriously the life that we have in order to be preparing for what's next.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing is that now that we are seeing a lot more creative ideas, as you say, storylines along, you know, angelic involvement or people from other worlds, you know, being gently introduced in terms of entertainment, we're also seeing more people come forth and say, look, I've had certain experiences. I mean, there are so many near-death experiencers, and, you know, they're talking about, look, this is what happens when you get to the other side. And there was a time when people weren't allowed to talk about that because they'd be labeled some kind of insane or whatever, but the Internet has opened up so much knowledge where it's open conversation now. It's almost impossible to deny that our knowledge and what we've been taught is a distortion of reality. So now the question is, are we going to take this reality into the mainstream of education, of religious teaching? Are we going to acknowledge that what we have not been allowed to know up to this point is now so widely revealed, we can't keep teaching the old untruth because too many people have experienced other dimensions of reality, and they're not crazy, and they're not delusional. They have experienced these things, and they're speaking openly about it. They're writing books about it. So at what point point do you think we can break through this restriction of admitting that the world isn't as we've been taught? Well, we gotta call on the line. Let me open up the mic and get her thoughts and get your response to that thought. And I believe we've got Mama AC Arizona joining us. Grand Rising. Thanks so much for being with us today on Monday Morning Mindfulness.
Grand Rising's family, it may be a bit noisy. I'm still recovering. I'm still in the hospital here in Tucson, Arizona. For those who do not know, I just went through the 40th surgery, 41st, I think. And they did a procedure to give me a titanium greeting, a titanium rod, and in the process they fractured my bone again, and so I'm plated up, family, with screws and plates and stuff. But anyway, I will get through this, but thank you, Brother Abdul Hawk, because Touched by an Angel and Highway to Heaven, I still see, they still play it, and it's very, very inspirational to the mind and body and spirit, and I'm grateful that you are talking about that. And it's a blessing that those programs were able to be put into place to help the consciousness, to raise the consciousness of spirituality of the people. And what's the lady's name? Morjani, Dr. Lateef. Thank you for bringing up Highway to Heaven and Touched by an Angel and everybody should kind of visit that if you haven't lately or if you've never visited that, because it speaks tall wisdom of spirituality. That's my opinion. And the song is "I Ain't Tired Yet" by the Mississippi Mass Choir. That's an awesome song.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. The Mississippi Mass Choir, that was one of the records back in the day when I was working at Gospel Radio 1390 that I could. It was a long song, so I always appreciated that song, not only because it was long, but I liked it, but it allowed me to get up, go to the bathroom, make a phone call, get something to drink, you know, because it was a long song. And, you know, breaks wasn't that long, but we love a long song, so I'm just in love with the Mississippi Mass Choir.
Oh, yes. It's amazing, though, the kind of inspiration that comes through the songs, the movies. It's as if our divine antenna is up and we're able to receive from the unseen realm in ways that can inspire and teach. So our creativity is heightened when we're inspired, and when we're in a state of fear or anger, then it's as if we lose access to the divine realm that gives us these inspirations to share. So that's why it's so important to control how you allow things to affect you. If you allow things to keep you in a state of distress, then you cut the tie to your creative energy, which is the inspiration coming from the universe, coming from the source of all life, coming from the one that we're all connected to. And when I see artists that are able to manifest beautiful music that touches your soul, then you know that they are the messengers that are supposed to inspire us and lift the consciousness of the Earth family. And I'm not listening to Michael Jackson. I mean, he was such a spirit, such a soul among us. And a lot of his music was spiritual messages that people didn't always get. And sometimes you don't get a lot of things until a person is transitioned. And then you go, oh, that's what he said. A lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire music. I mean, just amazing in what they are able to teach through music, and even their understanding scientifically and spiritually of the power of sound. So we have so many among us that are helping us tap into that level of awareness that will help transform our thinking and then transform our world. But we have to be willing to, as you know, Lionel is saying, we have to be willing to admit that a lot of what we've been taught is deception, so we can let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Like clean out of the house of old things that you don't need anymore, you know, and you get rid of it because it's just taking up space.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get rid of all those old concepts to keep us stuck in fear and keep us from taking the power that we have to create the kind of world we want to live in.
Amen. It is. Go ahead, Lionel.
Well, I was only going to say that this, you know, when you look at the programming, the majority of the programming, the influences of fun and fear are so pervasive. They are so pervasive. I mean, that is what the consistent diet is being given to people: fear and foolishness. And once you get into the habit of exercising these things because they seem, you know, fun. It's just, who could be against fun? The idea is that you are being programmed habitually into a lifestyle that will restrict or block you from divine guidance. that'll keep you from the kind of disciplined, God-conscious, health-conscious lifestyles and behavior that would become a habit if it wasn't for this other mess that you're being fed on a constant daily basis through mass media programming. And the idea of magic, the idea of illusion, the idea of being of something happening without effort, easy, the easy way, getting things just come to you without you putting forward any effort, that is insanity. That is insanity. If you reap what you sow is a fundamental guidance that tells you if you don't do the work, you ain't got nothing coming.
Mm-mm.
You can't handle, you can't build no muscles if you don't do the work.
This is where we've been
misled also. And that is what the pervasive programming of mass media, including the internet, is giving us. Because the confusion is based on having so much information that you don't have no basis of for channeling through the information. If you don't have a foundation, a character that is humane and human, then you could be subject to all kinds of direction from information that's coming to you from a lot of different sources, and you don't know which one to follow because you have no foundation yourself.
Okay. You are right on target. Let me tell you, in 1996, I wrote my first book, The Passion Principles, Pathways to Purpose, Power, and Profit. Went to the library to look for where to see where it would be held. It was in the occult. OCCULT. It was in the occult section. We have been programmed to believe that if it's in the occult section, it's bad. It's just knowledge. What you do with it is whether it's interpreted good or bad. So that let me know right then and there that I was on the right path because the powers that be did not want the messages that I was putting in that book to tell you that you have the power in your own hands. You can reprogram your consciousness to do, be, have anything you want, but no, they want to be in control of what you think, of your behavior, of what you eat. And you wonder why you drive the car you drive and you're in debt up to your head and you live in a house that you can't afford. It's because it's always been programmed. Grow up, go to school, get a good education, get a good job, go buy a house. 0.5 kids in the car, and you broke, and you happy, and you depend on drugs every day, or some kind of out. If it's not shopping, sex, or gambling, you depend on all of that to help you get you through the day. Because that which they have told you that you needed in order to be successful in this life, you are not happy. So
you know
where do you go from there? Yes, ma'am.
What's interesting is when people speak of connecting to the universe, to the divine energy of creation, really truly connecting to God, that information is, as you say, categorized as something called New Age, strange,
mm-hmm.
which is really very backwards
mm-hmm.
because this is the reality. The creator of the universe is the only reality. But as you said, the programming, those who wish to control our thinking, are arrogantly believing they can actually control God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if
they think they're God. They do believe they got the God notion. Yeah.
And that's so arrogant because they believe if they can convince you that what you're receiving from the Creator is incorrect, then they can still control your thinking.
Right.
They want you to reject. They want you to reject the Creator. They want you to reject the very idea that there is a God. We want you to think that this is all just an experimental process based upon the idea that it just fell into being, and we just supposed to enjoy it, have fun with it.
Right.
That's what they want us to think.
Right.
And unfortunately, they've been very successful because people don't think about God, our creator, their connection to the creator has almost been totally severed. It's just lip service. They don't do anything to practice. They don't do anything to exercise their so-called God consciousness. They don't do anything.
Mm-mm.
What they devote their life to is the BS, the fun, the illusion, the things that they react to out of fear, and they're not the things that they should be doing out of faith.
And you are absolutely right. So says Siri Himmler, who's listening this morning. Also, you can post your comments that you'd like to share with us on. You don't have to text me. Just put them on YouTube, on that YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV show. And also for Kristen Atkinson, who is the niece of Dinah Washington. She's watching us and listening to us at work, too. Yes. So thank you all for joining in the conversation and listening this morning. And be sure and share the conversation because we've got one more hour, a half hour together. We're going to take our last break and we'll be right back. So
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Are back with my sister of the microphone, executive producer Naima Latif, and our guest contributor every first Monday of the month, and that would be Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and we're discussing the messengers today. Who are they and what are the messages and what can we learn from them? So as we continue part two of the Michael Jackson, what does Michael Jackson, Michael Landon, and George Clooney all have in common? They are messengers with similar messages that still affect society today. And before we went to break, we were discussing that if you would like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we will take your call, but you've got to press 1, otherwise we don't know that you're there. Also, let me say this before I forget, the Teen Talent, Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is November 26th. It's always the fourth Saturday of the month, and we're always complaining about our youth, but do we encourage them to participate in the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. All you have to do is send a one-minute video clip or whatever you do, sing, dance, act, write, direct, produce, to HLN TV show. It must be a YouTube clip. And HLN TV show at gmail.com. And so thank you for supporting youth, and thank you for bringing them up in such a way that they get the message from the messengers that we are speaking of today. Well, thank God Michael Jackson is no longer here, but his words live eternally. It's like he's not even gone.
And that's the beauty of having technology that can preserve your image, your sound, your very essence. It's as if people have never left. And, of course, we know that they really have not. They just moved to another dimension.
Right.
But we can keep the essence of their life force here in our dimension where we can see and hear them. And it's as if they've never left. They're still continuing to influence thought. They're still having an impact on inspiring others. They're still teaching. That is just so powerful. So now we even understand more of what he was saying, even more than when he was among us. So prophetic, some of the things that he sung about, and even his reflections on the violence, his that wonderful piece that he put together.
They don't really care about us.
Oh, they don't really care about us. Whoa, that said a lot. That was the truth. They don't really care about us.
Nope.
And you have
the whole issue of global warming. The whole discussion of global warming was most popularized through Michael Jackson. DVD or album, whatever it was, that came out about the earth, you know, with the little girl being in the forest with the flowers, and then the tractors coming, knocking down the trees and threatening the life of the little girl. That was so powerful. And Michael Jackson did that back in the 80s. And before when the discussion of global warming was being denied by most of the powerful people. So, I mean, he made a great contribution and continues to do so. And I think it's important for us to be mindful that this is what life is really all about. It's not about just having fun. You have to be willing to put yourself in danger. You have to be willing to make sacrifices, to take a stand and say things that are not popular or that are not consistent with what everybody else thinks is important. And I think these people set an example for us that we need to be more involved, that we need to get more concerned, that we should exercise the concern in terms of doing some action that will bring about some change.
Man, teach, yeah, and expect some ridicule, because you are going to be ridiculed. You are stepping out of the norm. You are not saying what's popular, so you will have some headaches coming your way. Expect that. You were saying go ahead, Naima.
You know what I think is important? That those who are on the same wavelength need to find each other. Because then we will discover that we are now actually in the majority. But there are so many people who are afraid, as you said, to be criticized or ridiculed or be considered different, that they keep silent. They need to be empowered by the voices who are not afraid of criticism, not afraid of ridicule, not afraid of isolation, because we know we're standing on the side of the power of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's love, which is creation, which is concern for all. So when we know we're on the winning side, because there's only one power of the universe, and that is the winning side, when we know this, then we can speak without fear of other people's negative responses, because their responses really don't matter. What they say really can't change the reality that the Creator has put forth. There is only one power. There's not a power that can destroy what the Creator has chosen to create. We can only be influenced by deception. But that's our choice, to listen to the voice of deception or listen to the voice of God. One of the things that I've learned is not to argue with people when they are adamantly, oh, but this is this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just say, well, just pray. Ask God for yourself, because nobody can control God speaking to you. And God doesn't lie to you. So even if the government lies to you, even if corporate America or the corporate international interest lie to you, God will give you the truth. So believe in your connection to the divine and follow that. I don't have to tell you. Go to the store yourself. And if you truly believe in that source of all life, then you will be fortified by your own connection. The revelations is coming directly to you. And nobody can ridicule you out of it. But you have to know that this Creator is a reality, not the myth, not the false image that has been given to you by other people, but the real source of all life that lives in all of us. Follow that. And as you take people through the breathing exercises, you are breathing in the spirit of the Creator every time you take a breath. There's nothing more powerful than that. And there's nothing that can refute that. So I don't even argue with people anymore. Go to the store for yourself. Listen for yourself. Get quiet. That's the whole thing. And people can keep you always in a state of distress and keep noise around you where you can't think, you can't concentrate, you can't meditate, you can't hear the voice. Then they can control your thoughts.
Right.
You have to go somewhere, get quiet, calm down, breathe, and listen. Listen with your heart, because that's where the information comes to, and nobody can control the voice of God.
Amen. The challenge is to get quiet. Most people not going to get quiet until they have a health challenge, like I did.
It's just, that's the greatest blessing.
Yeah.
It has to be removed from all the other voices, all the noise. You have to turn the TV off.
For 4 days, I turned the TV off. 4 days.
With all the messages and just listen to the Creator.
Yep. That's
and
a challenge.
Sometimes what we think is a tragedy, oh, I was in the hospital for 5 days. Oh, I was at home for a whole week. Oh, I had to leave my job for a month. That was the greatest blessing, because the Creator is trying to get your attention so that you can hear, you can tune in, you can understand.
Oh,
it's the greatest blessing that can happen, and it'll transform your life. And nobody can shake you. Once you hear that voice for yourself, nobody can really cue you out of it. Nobody can shake you. Nobody can redefine you and make you think that there's something wrong with you. Nobody can do that once you hear that voice for yourself. It's the most powerful thing that will ever happen in your life, and nobody can take it from you.
And that's one of the things that I appreciate about the Nation of Islam, is that I had the blessing of studying with a sheikh. I didn't even know what a sheikh was.
Mm.
Yeah. Am I pronouncing it right, Lionel?
You could say sheikh.
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 And because when I was studying Christianity and other religions, especially Hebrew Israelites, when I became a Hebrew Israelite, I became very judgmental. And it was the Nation of Islam that awakened me from that sleep that I was in. So I was in a form of learning how to think differently and be open and receptive, but I was very judgmental. So I am very grateful to the Nation of Islam. And I'm not an advocate of you need to do this, you need to study this religion in order to be enlightened. But, you know, it's entirely up to each individual. But I said that to say this, like what Lionel is saying this morning, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And Lionel doesn't know this, but he's one of my teachers, so I thank you. I thank you, Lionel, for being my teacher. I never told you that before, but I'm telling you now.
And, you know, that's significant because you sometimes you want to force knowledge onto people and say, well, you got to read this, you got to do this, you got to do this, and they're not ready.
No.
That's why even if you give them the teacher, they can't hear it.
Yeah.
You know, they can't, they don't hear it the way you hear it because you're ready, your mind is open.
Right.
Theirs is still closed. And all of us have gone through various phases where our minds were closed and we couldn't hear and we ridicule or get angry at somebody who tried to tell us something. You're not ready. You can only, when you're ready, as you say, the teacher will appear. And teachers come in many forms, and all of us are on different life paths, so not everybody's going to get it in the same way. Somebody who might not listen to a preacher or a teacher might listen to a song from Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They might see a movie.
Because the messages are everywhere.
So it just depends on what you're receptive to. But the Creator is going to use all the different means to reach us.
And I'm so glad that movies are part of that, because that's exactly how I met Lionel, doing a movie review back in the day, WJPC, I think it was 91, 92, somewhere around there. And it was just such an eye-opener. You know, we go to the movies, Lionel, and we don't see what you see because we don't have the wisdom that you have. So thank you for being a student.
Well,
I'll praise due to Allah. I know my journey has been one of searching and guidance. This thing that I do with these movies was inspired, first of all, by one of my teachers, Imam Waruthuddin Muhammad, who did so well. I mean, that it just made such an indelible imprint on my mind when he broke down the Omen, the movie, the series, The Omen. Oh man, that just lit me up, you know. And I haven't been the same since, you know. And by the grace of Allah, I already had some understanding that once that key was turned, my mental and spiritual ability to look into the movies and to see what's there underneath the surface that started me on this journey. And I've been on it ever since. And I don't even know how many reviews I've done, but I'm in the process of trying to collect and publish this information and distribute it more widely. But the reality of the blessing for me is that it is a process by which you can take the lie and turn it into a deep understanding of the truth. That you can take the thing that they are using to brainwash and to manipulate people into foolishness and unlock a whole new vein of understanding, of wisdom, of guidance that people are exposed to, but they don't see. And so when you take a movie like Michael Clayton and you can show people in the context of that movie the social reality of how a few people have so much power and wealth and influence that they can direct. And once they get your control and get your mind focused on their medium, they can begin to manipulate and control your thought and your understanding, because you're not thinking or examining the material that they're giving you. You just take it like it's just entertainment. It's just fun. You don't have to be critical. You don't have to examine what they give it. This is just fun. And so you are innocently discarding your intelligence, you're discarding your discriminatory judgment, you're discarding your conscience. Mm. And as a consequence, your conscience is not being exercised, your mind is not being exercised, and it's getting weaker and weaker and weaker.
Mm. And you know what happened once it gets weaker and weaker and weaker. You know what happens, right? It has a tendency to disappear. Our sister of the microphone, Vianna Robinson, says, Grand Rising Queen. She also says, yes, the universe promotes love, which always wins over. Amen. You got that right, because you can promote all the hate you want. But love always, it's like what you do in the dark comes to the light. It always shows up. It light overpowers darkness. Duh. Yeah, so you are right on target. Lionel, it's 8:50, 10 minutes before the 9 o'clock hour. We got a few more minutes. We're going to chat just a little bit more. But one of the things that Naima asked you, Lionel, who were some of your teachers? And you talked about the imam. I have to ask the question. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. As far as my movie reviews, I wasn't doing movie reviews until I came in contact with Imam Orthodox Muhammad. Mm. His inspiration and his review of the movie The Omen set me on fire. It just set me on fire. And I haven't looked back since, and I haven't stopped doing reviews since. And I think Allah for the guidance that he provided. And, I hope to be able to inspire others to do likewise.
Well, you are, and you may never know who those others are that you inspire, because people don't always come and say thank you, but just know that your work is appreciated. And the time and effort and energy that you spend studying before you come and share with us is most appreciative. So just know that. Don't ever think anything other than that.
Just all so praise is due to the Most High.
Just so you know. What would you tell our viewing and listening audience as it relates to them taking life not necessarily more seriously, but more consciously?
I would say both, seriously and consciously, because serious is not a bad thing. this fun mentality has made being serious almost a curse. If you're not a happy-go-lucky, happy-jack kind of person, just grinning and smiling and cracking jokes all the time, they figure there's something wrong with you. But serious. Serious is adult. Serious is mature. Serious is responsible. And that is where we have to go if we're going to be grown folk.
Mm-hmm.
And your seriousness should be, as you're an adult, your seriousness should be obvious. You should be more serious than you should be foolish.
Mm.
And serious... intelligence goes with being serious, thoughtful, considerate, concerned, willful. Those are the things that go with being serious. And we don't have enough of that in this crazy, sick, misguided world. And it's misguided because the programming of mass media is for foolishness, magic, illusion, easy. Fun. Those are the things that we are being programmed with constantly. And as a consequence of that, most of us ain't serious at all. And that's a problem.
Have you seen any young people that you would say perhaps have that spirit of understanding that they could maybe be an influencer in their generation? Those who may be in their 30s, 20s, you know, the young people who, as far as you can observe, they really do get it, and maybe either they're an entertainer or they're in some form where they can teach.
I'm very encouraged by Common. I'm very encouraged by many of these young people. Chance the Rapper, I don't agree with his religious perspective, but I agree with the fact that he puts his religious perspective forward. I agree with the fact that he stands for what he says he believes. And to the extent that I know of him, he's doing good works and trying to make a difference. And I applaud that. I think there are a lot of people out here who are, it's in the nature of the human being to be human. And to be human is to be concerned, and to be concerned is to be an activist. You can't just sit back and say, that's so bad. I'm so sorry that happened. No, get up off your ass and get out and do something about it. Your concern should move you to move your intelligence to do something,
to
get involved.
To do something. You are absolutely right. I remember seeing something on television a couple of weeks ago where a man was run over by another man on a motorcycle, and nobody went to help. Everybody just stood there filming it. I was like, have we just turned into robots? We just film everything? What happened to the helping the man? You know, back in the day, it's like, oh, my goodness, he got ran over. Let's help him. You know, you didn't even have
to.
Now, just film it.
Yeah, people getting beat up on the street. They anybody trying to stop them, break it up. They want to film it so that they can sell the video to the news media.
Mm-hmm.
They get paid for that.
So they can become a video sensation. I've got a million views on my blog or website or what have you. Yeah, well, that's the time that we live in. 8:56. If you just joined us, as we wrap this show up, I want Lionel to do us the honor of sharing his contact information for those who may want to contact him during the week. Lionel, after your talk of Community Cultivations, what is your contact information, Lionel?
773-642-1453. This phone number, you can always reach me. My phone don't ring. Doesn't ring in very much at all. And so if I don't answer for some reason, please leave a voicemail and I'll call you back. If
and
I don't
all...
call you back, I didn't get the message, so keep calling.
Okay. And I was looking on that bottle jar of ointment for pain that you sent me. You have an email address on there too, don't you, Lionel?
Yeah, but I don't.
Yeah,
I prefer to talk to people. I prefer talking to people.
That is part of the
process that I think you're missing.
Right.
Really communicating.
That's one of the problems is that we text and email and, you know, what happened to conversation? We just sit down and talk.
It's getting worse. I think that's part of the design of the system is to get us not to talk.
Yes. And I forgot to say this. I'm so glad you said that. I'm looking at TV yesterday or YouTube or something. I don't know what it was. And Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook is no longer Facebook. It's called Meta.
Change the logo too.
Trying to keep us at home, alone, not contacting people, not calling people, but to be in an artificial world where you don't talk to people. I was like, oh, would you look at this? Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head, Lionel. So one more time, if you want to contact Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, he's at 773-642-1453. And I'm going to include that information here with his information. So any parting words, Lionel?
Keep the faith. Be strong. Know that God's will be done, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. But you need to align yourself. And I think it's important that we study all the religions.
Amen.
In their historical context.
You are absolutely right.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you, Sister Naima. May Allah continue to bless us all. Let us continue to work and pray for peace.
Amen. Shalom. Thank you. I will see you tomorrow morning. I'll be there to get my pain cream. Yes, I will.
Okay, now.
All right. Thank you so much, Lionel. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
And listen to the show go off.
Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God. And God's blessings.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Beats. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And be a part of the solution as we continue with the solution with the after show with Naima Latif, who is going to take it away, Naima.
Well, I appreciate all of you who still are with us on Switchboard and, of course, those who are still with us on Facebook Live. We really do enjoy hearing the wisdom of those like Lionel Abdul-Bahak and others who are inspired to share their wisdom and to decipher some of the codes that we're seeing around us. This really is a great time to be alive because all of us who are here are going through a transformation in thought. And that means having experiences that cause us to have to face some of our deepest fears and some of our deepest programming. So if we are to manifest a different world, we have to get out of a mindset of helplessness. And this is really what the messages that are coming to us are helping us to do, to get out of the idea that we are helpless victims of those who project themselves as being the powers that be, because truly they have no power other than the power we give them for our belief and following of them. So once you take back the power of your own mind, the power of your own free will to make choices, to choose whom you're going to associate with, to choose what kind of knowledge you're going to focus on and develop, to decide to create that which you desire to have for yourself, nobody can victimize you because you're not seeing them as more powerful than you. No one is more powerful than anyone else on this earth. The only power anyone has is the power that you give them with your own thoughts. So people might hear that and say, well, what about people who rob you or cheat you or beat you? Or you have to understand that everything that happens is happening for your benefit so that you can see where you may still have fear or lack of belief in yourself, or where you're giving too much power over others of your thoughts. If you focus on something, then you empower it. You energize. Have you ever driven down a mountain road and maybe there, especially if you've ever been in the hills of West Virginia, there are these mountain roads, and some of them don't have any railings on the side. It's just if you go too far to the edge, you get a straight drop down hundreds of feet, and you don't want that experience. So the secret, the key to driving on those kinds of roads, where if you go too far to the right, you're going to go over the edge, is to not look at the edge. You got to keep focused on the road. Don't look at what happens if you go too far to the right and go over the cliff, go over the edge and plunge to probably your death. Don't look at that. Because if you look at it, then your car is going to start going in that direction. And you're going to create the very tragedy that you fear. So this is how life is. Everything in our lives is there because we have put it there. We've given attention to it. We've given energy to it. Even the things that you don't want. This is the greatest mind game that we are playing right now. If people can get you to focus on the thing that you fear and don't want, then they will get you to empower that thing that you don't want. If they keep you focusing on, well, I'm going to not be allowed to enjoy my family. I'm going to not be allowed to go certain places. I'm going to get sick. I'm going to die. I'm going to suffer. If they keep you focused on that, then that ends up being the direction that you head in. That ends up being the experience that you create. But what if you were to focus on the things that you do want? What if you were to focus on the things that you enjoy? I enjoy talking to my friends, even if we're just talking through the computer. I enjoy listening to my friends, even if we're just talking on the telephone. I enjoy spending time doing the creative things that I like. I enjoy writing and coming up with stories. Or I enjoy doing my knitting and making clothing. Or I enjoy cooking and putting ingredients together and having a delicious meal. Or I enjoy reading a great book or novel. Or I enjoy watching a good comedy show and laughing. I enjoy these things. Whatever you enjoy that brings you joy, focus on that and enjoy it. Live in the now. Think about how you are feeling when you do these things that you enjoy, and let that be how your days are spent. Let that be where your focus lies. When you turn on the TV or your computer or pick up your cell phone, choose to go to those sites, those shows, those things that bring you joy and laughter, and enjoy the time. If you let somebody steer you to the worst news, who is hurting, who got shot, who got attacked, if you let someone steer your thoughts toward that which makes you sad, then the time that you have will be spent in sadness. You chose that. You can choose laughter or you can choose sadness. You are the one. You can choose to keep your eyes on the road in front of you, or you can choose to keep your attention on that cliff next to you and drive over it. It's your choice. You are the power that means. You are the power. The power is always in your hands. The power of your thoughts guides your life. If you are distressed about what you're hearing, ask yourself, why am I choosing to keep hearing it? And if you're believing, well, if I know what's going on, I can keep myself safe. Well, just looking at the cliff next to where your car is driving on that narrow mountain road, keep you from going over it. No, it actually draws you toward it because you're not looking at the part of the road that is away from the cliff. You're going to drive in the direction of where you're looking. It's that way with all of your life experiences. If you are in a personal relationship, enjoy the time you have with that person. Are you going to enjoy the dinner that you have together? Are you going to enjoy the food that you're eating together? Or are you going to say, well, where were you between 4 and 6 p.m. yesterday? Were you with someone else? Are you going to focus on that and argue about that? destroy the time that you have together at that time? Why are you putting your focus on that which distresses you? Why are you allowing other people to control where you put your attention? If you focus on the enjoyment that you have, you enhance the enjoyment that you have. If you focus on the anxiety that you have, you enhance the anxiety that you have. And most anxiety is about things that either already happened, which you can't change, or things that have not yet happened, which are your imagination. So you spend a lot of time focusing on that which doesn't exist, and yet you're feeling all the distress as if it did. You're going over the cliff. You're choosing to focus on that drop down 400 feet to your death, when in fact you don't have to drive in that direction. You can keep your eyes on the road in front of you. Focus on your destination. This is the greatest challenge we have, is to control our minds, our thoughts, our attention, and our energy. If we focus on what we want the world to look like, then we will create that world. We will be constructing it right now. This is a time for construction. Ignore all of those things that are happening. Ignore all of the attempts to get you distressed about whether or not you got a shot, whether or not you're going to get sick, whether or not you're going to die. Ignore all of that. And start creating the world that you want. Start building those relationships with your friends that you love, with your family members that you appreciate and want to share what you have. Enhance your mind with knowledge. Take the time to learn. You've got time to look on the internet and any other place that you want to absorb knowledge. Read some of those books that have been sitting on your shelf that you haven't had time to get to. Now you can choose to make the time to do that. Find ways of reducing your cost of living by sharing with those close to you, because we are in the process of creating a new economy in which we simply share. And all are partaking in the wealth that has been given to us by Mother Earth for absolutely free. So enjoy right now what is absolutely free. The sun not costing you anything.
Not a doggone thing.
Anything. Breathe and enjoy and feel the peace that comes breathing in the free air. Enjoy the life that you have. Stop looking at that which you don't want.
Before they put a price on it.
And they'll figure it out. If they can figure out how to charge you for air, believe me, they will. They could.
Yep.
Who would have thought that they're charging for water?
Yep.
Falls from the sky for absolutely free, and yet, how many of us go to the store and buy cases of bottled water? Because we're told, well, you know, the water's not safe to drink. And yet, we can easily catch your water while it's raining. And there are all kinds of ways to purify water, whether it's boiling or, you know, get one of those water purifiers. You can pour it through. I mean, there's so many ways you can purify water that drops down from the sky for free if you just choose to do it. So now is the time to learn how to do all of these things that will make you self-sufficient, so you're not panicking over, well, what if this happens? What if they won't let us shop? What if they won't let us? Who is this they that you think is in control of the world? They have you in a state of an illusion, believing that they have power that they don't have. The only power they have is the power that you choose to give them.
Yep. And you give it away every time you turn on the TV.
Every time. So I think that this is a great time for us to be alive, because now that the internet is reaching all over the world, we can talk to everybody. Nobody's a stranger. Everybody's a neighbor. You know that story that Jesus told about when someone asked him, who is your neighbor? And he told the story about the Good Samaritan. Well, that's preparing us for where we are right now. Everybody is your neighbor. Everybody is somebody that you can do a good deed for. Everybody is somebody that you can care about. Like Lionel was saying, it's about caring. Caring for each other. That's the kind of world we're building. We're building a world where we care for each other. Wherever we are in the world, we care about you. You don't have enough food, we'll find a way to send you the excess that we have that we're throwing in the garbage. You don't have enough clothing, we'll find a way to send you the clothing that we don't even wear anymore and it's stacked up in our closets. We can't even fit anything in there because we got so much junk we don't need.
No,
we'll find a way to send it. We're going to share everything we have. That's the world we're building. Focus on that. And that becomes the
And you have the power to change your reality. That's entirely up to you. You got to turn some of that off in order to tune in to some of this. See, because that will lead you astray. This won't.
The heart,
which is your intuition, which is the guiding, that inner voice that you always drown out when you go and ask somebody, how was that? Was that okay? How did that look on me? You put more value on what they say as to what your intuition says. You know your butt too big to have that on, so just take it off. Everybody can't be Izzo. I can't be Izzo, so I got to. You don't need to see all this. But, you know, that's okay for somebody else. But, you know, everything ain't for you. So you got to learn how to listen to this small mind, the great divine mind, the small voice, I should say. So they don't have your best interest at heart. You need to know that.
Yeah,
Facebook is a prime example of that. Oops, did I say that? Okay.
But that's the reality. You know, you have to love yourself enough to take care of yourself and listen to yourself. Your own thoughts should definitely supersede that of other people who you don't know if they have your best interest at heart. Most of the time, they just want to figure out how to profit from you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really want to make the best choices for yourself, think about what makes you feel good and at peace. Always listen to that inner guidance. You're not here to be in a state of perpetual disturbance. If something's disturbing you, that's your inner guidance telling you this isn't right. So change your decisions, change your direction so that what you're feeling is peace and knowing that you've made a choice is in your best interest. That's all it takes, is a habit of being in a state of peace. We get so used to being disturbed, we don't even know that that's not how we're supposed to feel. That's like a person who's in pain all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in pain all the time, then you come to think that that's a normal way to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Until you no longer are in pain. And then you go, oh, this is what it feels like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. I'm very glad not to be feeling pain this morning, though. You know, just a little bit, because I'm not used to sitting up straight. I've been laying down for 4 days on my side. So, yeah, now I got to strengthen that back. That's why I keep moving. And strengthening your back is just like strengthening your mind, because one supports the other one, you know, the backbone connected to the hip bone and the hip bone connected to the knee bone, you know, so on and so forth. So it's all connected. So, you know, they're coming at us, they're attacking us on the head, to our head, to giving these subliminal messages and the programming. They're attacking us on our feet with plastic shoes. Who wears plastic shoes? Except where they make them, you know, we gotta think. We gotta think. Show up. Let our best thoughts show up and show out.
Absolutely. And you know, it's always your choice as to what thought you let come into your head. If something doesn't feel right, something rise in them, they feel better. Or you can say something nasty to somebody and you feel their vibration lower. And you feel your own vibration lower because we're all connected. So if you make someone feel bad, you're going to feel bad too. If you make someone feel good, you're going to feel good too. you live in that way of being, you don't want to ever hurt anybody, and you don't want to be hurt by anybody, because you want to always live in that high vibration, always living in joy. And so anything that brings your joy down, you don't want that. So you're going to always want to say something that's uplifting to someone or encouraging to someone, or even if someone's doing something that's inappropriate, you want to be able to steer them in a way that doesn't crush their spirit or insult them or devastate them, because you always do it from a place of love. And when you live in love, then love becomes the way you communicate. And that becomes the energy that you spread. And that's what you carry with you. So when you carry that energy of love with you, it affects everywhere that you go. So if that's who you are and what you are, then you're not focused on, well, what about the people who rob people or who steal from people, or what about the people who are prejudiced, or what about the people? You don't even think about that. Because you're bringing the more powerful energy of love, which overpowers negative energy. And so you're not even experiencing those things. And it's not like you're ignoring their existence. You simply do not experience them because you're bringing a different energy. And your intuition steers you away from places that negativity exists. So you're not going to go to the place where people are drunk and fighting and pulling out weapons, because you feel the negative energy of a place when you walk in. You're like, I don't want to be here. Now, how many of us have had that experience? You can walk in and your vibes don't feel right. Listen, your intuition is telling you you don't want to be here. And leave. Because people give off energy all the time. And if you listen and live by your own intuition, you can avoid a whole lot of pain and regret, because you're going to always feel negative vibrations even before somebody commits the negative action. And that's how you keep yourself from experiencing negative behavior from other people. When you lower your vibration by either saying something mean or doing something mean, then you put yourself in the realm of those people who act that way. And then that's when you experience those things. If it ever happened where, you know, some awful thing happened to you, think back now, what was I thinking at the time? Or what was I saying at that time? Or had I just cut somebody out? I lowered my own vibration, and I made myself susceptible to negative vibrations about me. So you always want to keep your own vibration high, so that you can experience what you want to experience. You want to experience joy. You want to experience peace. You can choose to do that. And it's not being an ostrich and putting your head in the sand like it doesn't exist. It's simply deciding not to have it part of your life experience. You don't want to be sad and hurt and in pain and suffering. So choose not to be. Choose not to focus on that cliff on the side of the car, where if you keep on driving, you're going to drive over the cliff and fall and plunge and end up in a fiery vehicle. You don't want that. So don't keep looking at that. Keep your eyes on the road. Keep where you're going. Focus on where you want to be, where you want to go, what you want to feel. And that will be your reality. It's all about controlling your own mind, your own thoughts, your own feelings. Taking control of the life you want to have. Because others are trying to fight for control over you by sending you negative images, trying to suck you in. Choose not to give them the power. It is your choice. And you can choose to keep your own power. You can choose joy.
And it has been a joy having you choose to listen to this show this morning, because you could have went anywhere and did anything else. But you decided to stay here. And I hope that you have learned something enough to share with someone else, so that you can continue your journey and growth and doing what's best for you and your family. hopefully there's something that was been said here today that will make a difference in your life and the quality of life of those that you come in contact with.
Absolutely.
And on that note, on Tuesday, who do we have coming up? Jody Susan, self-care.
Yes. Also, we want to congratulate our dear star, Jody. She is making some wonderful life transformations, and physically she'll be in another location, of course. We know with the wonderful power of the internet, we're always right here, no matter where we are. So she is in the southern states now.
Oh, today she's left already?
She has arrived. I received the text that she has arrived and is certainly enjoying
some hot sun and some weather. I know. Rub it in, girl. Rub it in. We'll be down there. We'll be down there.
Yes. So we'll, you know, get a chance to hear a bit of some insight, definitely more on the ways we can create natural healing, just like you just experienced with Lionel Abdul-Haq. So many things that we have at our disposal, at our use. So we can decide to repair our bodies or empower our bodies to do the self-repair that we're already designed to do by all the things that Mother Earth gives us absolutely free, right out of the ground.
Yep.
We just need the knowledge on where it is.
Yep.
So we can go and get it. And we're getting it with abundance. And like you mentioned, dandelions. Dandelions are growing so plentifully. Mother Earth is saying, look, I'm giving you what you need. I'm growing them everywhere.
Right, everywhere.
So there's a reason for that. It's like Mother Earth is screaming at us, here, here, here. And we just fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look. Oh, what's a dandelion? Oh, get rid of them. Gonna get the weed killer.
Yep.
No, we're being given medicine. So we'll certainly talk about that tomorrow. We'll have an opportunity to learn some more about all of those things that are being given to us to heal our bodies, things that are good for respiratory illnesses, because what are we struggling with right now with the coronavirus? Respiratory difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
So Mother Earth is giving us those natural plants that will help us with our breathing. Your mother always gives you what you need.
Always.
Look to our mother. So we'll have a chance to talk about that. And of course, Wednesday I'll be here with my co-host Kareem Hamid, and then Thursday we've got Dr. Debbie always giving us some soulful solutions. And then Friday we'll be again with Health and Wellbeing with Diana, always empowering us to restore ourselves to the optimum health. And then Saturday we've got Shauna all the way from London, and she's going to talk about the stressors of the holiday season, definitely different than what we have had in the past, because we still are dealing with certain travel restrictions and other restrictions. But I have a great opportunity to be with my sisters, my blood sisters, and talk about our show, Three Black Moms, which we did, in fact, discuss the holiday stresses. And we're going to be going live every Sunday at 5, starting this coming Sunday, right before Soul Purpose Healing with Biana. So you'll get a chance to hear from Three Black Moms, name of our show, as we give some parenting tips and also some insight, and have some guests that can give good advice on parenting to raise the next generation to the greatest level of evolution of humanity in our time. So stay with us. We're looking forward to everybody this week. Love you all.
Oh, who's on Thursday and Friday?
That was Dr. Debbie Green, Thursday. And she'll be dealing with some issues of depression and how to overcome issues of grief. And in this period of time, the holidays always bring out those things, because sometimes people are remembering either sad childhood memories, or maybe they've lost a loved one and this might be the first time they are going to experience a holiday without them. So we'll get a chance to talk about a bit of that. And, of course, Beata is going to give us some more health tips. This is also the season of overeating and not always the best food. So some really health and restoration tips coming on Friday with Health and Wellbeing with Beata. So, look out for it. As always, we're here to raise your consciousness and empower you to live your best life.
And on that note, as Bugs Bunny would say, that's all, folks. Be sure and check out all the updates on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and mark your calendar for the last Saturday in November, November 26th, for the November Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. You know you got some kids in your family. Send them to hlntvshow@gmail.com. Have them send in a one-minute video clip, name, age, and your talent. That's another video clip. 10 or 15 seconds, just your name, your age, and your talent. And then the one-minute video clip, just doing what you do. Send it to hlntvshow@gmail.com. All the updates are on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Oh, and while you're there, be sure and watch the view on Tapestry, the video on Tapestry, because you're still giving your money away because you have apps on your phone that are tracking your every move to the tone of $25 billion, and you ain't getting a dime. But we just changed it. We need our community of female solution listeners and viewers to go to the page right now and watch that three-minute video and sign up. You'll be like, man, I've been giving them this money all this time. It's like I had 150. I got 50 on here now, so I'm still working my way down. Like, yeah, I don't need all my information. You ain't giving me a dime. Well, anyway, I digress. Thank you much. Stay on purpose. Stay empowered. And stay tuned tomorrow morning for Self-Care with Jody Toussaint as we leave you with the Female Solution promo. And thank you so much for watching. Make it a great day.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
That's all, folks. Thanks for watching.
All right.
Over and out. I got to go stand up some now. I've been sitting too long.
Well, all right. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thanks, sis. You too now. Thanks for coming to the rescue.
Hey, always.
All right. Love, peace, and hair grease.
Make it a great day.
All right. You too, sis. Peace.